Welcome to Liquidity and Liquor. This episode is going to be the new start of new types of episodes that are going to be added into Liquidity and Liquor. Usually we do once a week, and we're going to continue doing once a week our episodes, but those are going to be kind of like short, something more like up to date, how to's. A lot of how to's are going to come on this one, and much more relevant to the day of. We're going to post this first on our podcast. We're not going to edit the video. So once you see it on YouTube or Instagram, it's going to be later. If you want to get the up to date, it's going to be now.
Yes.
And so go and check that out. The audio is always faster than the edited version with the videos.
All right. So we're going to teach over some short but sweet every single day. These topics are going to be about business, marketing, sales, entrepreneurship, money, finance, basically anything that will help you just operate better in your day to day.
We're going to be talking today about the Tart influencer trip to Dubai. And in general, I'm going to explain what is the concept and why there was so much controversy around that influencer trip. Did you hear about that?
Though, I mean, all I've seen over the past two, three days was there's two types of people in this world. There's the people that were invited to Dubai, and then there's everyone else.
I don't know the detail of the trip itself or what they did, but what I'm going to tell you that happened was there a lot of controversy for many people that get mad that they weren't invited. But what it was is that they were mad over two things. One is when an influencer goes to a trip, they snap pictures of from the moment they get on a flight and first class and then all the bougie experience and all that. They said it's like the economy, people don't have money. Why do you spend so much money? It's not fair. Why am I not there? And also that it wasn't a diverse group enough or so on, something like that. Now, I have to be honest with you, I don't know who the influencers were. I didn't dive into it. My objective on this particular 5 minutes that we have is to explain about influencer trips, because I've done some, and Tart Cosmetics was doing this since 2015. I think they were the pioneer in the beauty industry to take influencers to Bora Bora, bring them on for a few days, fly them in. Usually it was the Four Seasons and so on. And then that's when they have time to not just connect with them personally and build friendship, but also educate them about the products, let them know what is the maracujá oil and what are all the benefits. And they're going to come, when they would come back, they would articulate, like, I would say, chemists, why that oil is so good. Because you can tell they get all the explanation. And now they did the same thing. I mean, I feel like COVID was like a interesting time where there are no more trips, right? But now they got back on it. And Tart is known to only pay for the expense of the trip, right? They don't pay influencers. And they did very, very well for many years. It's a big brand. Now, in this particular trip, they got some backlash. And I think a lot of it was mostly was over the fact that, you know, economy is bad. Why are you spending so much money? So my point is kind of like simple. First of all, the concept is not new. Magazine editors were the ones that used to be flown all over the world to exotic places. Unilever, L'Oreal would fly them all over the world, do the same exact thing, would pay them, not directly to them, but they would spend ridiculous amount of money to bring all the magazine editors to all those beautiful places. And then in return, they write very favorable articles that are not paid articles about their products, and they can educate you why their products are so special and all that. But the difference is that back then you didn't know they actually took him to the Caribbeans or so on. Over here, everything is transparent. If it's Tart or when BoxyCharm did this, we're always transparent. From the moment they step foot on the flight to the resorts they go into, everything was documented. So you know that the brand pay for it, they have a room drop, they have all those fancy dinners with them, and then they go and they tell them how much you love your brand. At least it was honest. You let them know. And yeah, this is the perk when you have a lot of followers. That's what you get.
Okay? Yeah, you've built an audience. So
you build an audience, and this is as return. Like, I will go and bring it over. And let me tell you, this is a very effective way to build your brand. First, influencers connect with you on a personal level. You don't have an agent between you and them. You sit with them. You talk to them. Now we humanize each other. Then we stay friends. Till today, I'm friends with so many of them. I mean, we went together to Mexico and we went to Coachella together. We stayed friends. It was genuine. It wasn't just transactional anymore. And then when they talk about your brand, they genuinely love you as a person, unless you messed it up in the trip, and you know, they like you as a person, and they understand what the brand is all about. The second part is, and by the way, it's expensive as hell, and it's very stressful.
It's very expensive stressful. For the brand. It's difficult to organize. I mean, but expensive is all relative. I mean, is it expensive if you get X million or 100 million plus eyeballs looking at you?
Yeah, well, think about it this way. When you're talking a trip with influencers, it's always first class plus one. So if you do far shore like Dubai, or we're talking 10K a person, right? So you're looking at a lot of money just to fly them in there. Then the whole experience, and look, influencers get events all the time. So they drink every night. They drink like sailors. It doesn't matter how small, petite the beauty influencers is. She will drink more than you and I combined, because they can drink. They drink every night. And then and they know what bougie is, that, and that's what you need to give them. And to be honest with you, they deserve it. But the thing is, what I didn't understand, it's like, listen, this is a for-profit business. They're supposed to make money.
Of course, yeah.
If they do it and they spend that, this is their prerogative to go and decide how to spend their money on marketing. They're not stealing the money from anybody. This is not taxpayers' money. I get it if you're mad if the government decide to do it, but it's not. It's their money. And if they're not going to do it, guess what? They're going to have to fire people because they're not going to sell enough products.
So, I mean, I'm a marketer, and I see obviously nothing wrong with somebody spending their money on a marketing campaign. It's a lifestyle, right? You're selling a lifestyle. You're selling like the life of the rich and famous. It just moves 100%. From rich to celebrity to influencer. People will always be mad at exuberance and wealth, but this is part of the game. This is a brand image. So if you're a business person, you can't get mad at somebody for spending their money to promote a certain image. Now, if that image doesn't speak to you, it's loud. I get it. It's frustrating.
Exactly.
But it's not meant for you if you're getting pissed off that these people are going.
Yeah.
You're not the audience. As savage as that sounds, you're not the audience they're trying to reach.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, for something like that, I'd be curious if this is something that works for all brands or there's certain categories, because that's a lot of money.
Definitely for consumer good products. Definitely. I will say, though, that you need to know how to do it. Because I say it's expensive, my definition for expensive is it going to pay its own expense?
Is it going to break even at least?
Yes. So when I say it's expensive, you have to be very, very careful, because you need to know who to invite, because they have to truly be influential with an enough size audience. So when people are discussing, hey, why didn't you bring smaller influencers to give them a chance? This is not a freaking Medicare over here, okay? This is not. I'm sorry. I want them to. You do that, but not all the way to Dubai. And to bring big influencers, look, if you have a big influencer, and I know many of them, if you're taking them to, say, if they live in California and you tell them, let's go to Cabos, no, thank you. I go there with my friends every time. I get already come from free from that hotel. Like, what do I need you for? No, you need to pay me to go there. Oh, well. Then Dubai, different story. I don't know, Bora Bora, different story. Now we're talking. Now you can get me to come in for free. You don't have to pay me. It's cheaper for you to get me to fly over there for free
than to
pay me my marketing fee. And that's a better trade, right? So, and then they have to be big enough to go and justify the expense. That's my thing. The only other thing that I can say is that there's some controversy that there wasn't enough diversity in the group, which I didn't look at who went there. I'm not going to lie, but I don't know. All I can say is that when I build the groups, they were always diverse in my case, but it wasn't easy because the people that you want them to come don't always come. Sometimes you literally buy tickets for the sum plus the plus one, and they just don't show up. And some of them just don't want to come. And there's a lot of politics, because if she's not coming, I'm not going, or if she is going, I'm not going. And then you get yourself into a whole bit. I don't know what happened over there. All I'm saying is that it's not easy. The list you want to get is not always what you actually get. That's the bottom line.
Awesome. Okay. I guess we should probably go into like in the future, how to actually organize some of these events and like give like step by step for a business.
If we're doing this, yeah. I will tell you that once you get to the size where you can afford this,
yeah.
The idea is to always collab with another brand who did this. Don't do it by yourself the first time.
That's a good there enough is, advice for somebody.
This would not be listening. A good idea if you do it by yourself, because you will do many, many errors. I will give you a horror story that I heard about Clinique doing a trip to Morocco. And I heard this from one of the influencers that went there. They took them to Morocco. So imagine you're flying from California and direct to Morocco, which we're talking, I don't know, like 14 hours. You land in Morocco and then they tell you, go change your clothes. We're going on a bus ride. They gave him 2 hours. Again, that's what I hear. They go on a bus ride right after 14 hours, not taking a rest, taking a quick shower, going on a bus ride into the middle of a desert for 4 hours. They get there.
This sounds like Fyre Festival.
Check. Well, not so far from that. So then they get them over there and the guy tells me, listen, we get there and they said it's glamping. You know, sounds fun, right? No, it's not. They got a tent and him and his girlfriend are there and there is like a hole in the middle of, like a toilet in the middle of the tent. That's their thing. And then they ate the same food for 3 days. There was no reception, sandstorms. And imagine ladies with all the makeup on trying to take pictures. And they said, you still have to post, but there's no reception. Well, keep trying, walk around. It was a nightmare.
Oh my God.
And they had to eat the same food for 3 days. It was just...
So moral of the story is, if you're actually...
So you need to know what you're doing. Don't make those mistakes.
No, because it's super expensive. And then it's not like, in technical marketing terms, it's hard to make this like a performance marketing thing. So if you're going to spend... Yes. 10 million, 50 million, 30
million.
No,
it never gets to that price.
You're not going to, I don't know what it costs.
No,
but
it's not going to get to that price. Like if you do it close shore and you know what you're doing and you're doing it with another company combined, it's going to be $1 million. Maybe today, you know, that was pre-COVID, so I can't tell you, but
it's never, you're not going to make.
It's 2-3 million.
It's a brand play.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to make, if you spend $1 million, it's not like you're going to make $1 million in product.
You do not look at that. Yeah, exactly.
It's
you
a need brand to go. Play, yeah,
exactly. It's awareness, build relationship with the influencers. Like, so then for the going forward, when they speak about you, they do speak different. It's different when they know the brand, when they know the owner, when they know everything. Just it's a different relationship. Don't expect everyone to go and be your best friends after that. But no, you want to be best friends with everybody, right? But you definitely would build relationship, and there's just a lot of value added. So you do it maybe once a year, and it brings a lot of value.
Awesome. Okay. All right. That's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. Download and listen to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or on liquidityandliquor.com.